feel just whatever you do?
I can't say it. Well, I definitely know what to expect. You know, that's the biggest difference. You know, time's flying. You know, head to my fourth year, and you know what to expect. You know what the expectations are here, and you know what you have to do to meet them. So, the first day is always the first day for me personally. You know, you gotta get used to seeing someone across from you. You know, get used to Jimmy and Webby holding you all the way down the field. You know, but we're all out here. You know, making each other better, and you know, we work as hard as anyone in the league in camp. So, you know, it was a great first day. We had the sun on our side, and you know, looking forward to the next one.
Joe had alluded the other day about running this.
I feel like I've improved in every area, you know, and that's the goal. You can't feel like you can stay the same. You know, each year, it's not like you have to reinvent yourself, but you have to do something to prove that you belong. And that's how, you know, I feel each and every year. Just try to prove that I belong in this league and that I can play. And with that said, I know I have to work on everything, so.
Tori, I know that you're not thinking about the contract while you're out there playing, but is it difficult because when you're not out on the field, this is an important year for you. Is it hard not to think about that?
No, I don't think about the contract at all. I mean, every year is important. I want to win. And that stuff kind of takes care of itself. So, you know, I'm not going to be out there on the field while I'm running the route like, man, Ozzy saw that. You know, I'm out there. I'm just, you know, I'm here to win. Man, I'm a Raven. Always going to be a Raven. And that's all I worry about.
Are you optimistic that based on some of the statements organizations made that something could get worked out?
I'm sure, you know, at some time, today or next year or whenever, I'm not going to give y'all any hints to what's going on. But, you know, something happened. The business side, I try to stay away from because, you know, don't worry about things that you can't control. And that's how I've been. That's how you know, I've watched guys, how they let things like that affect them. And to me, I go out here, I'm just trying to have fun and get better and help us win.
Just based on what you've done on the field, do you feel like you've made your case, though, that you are a guy that should be a second round?
I feel like just go play ball. You know, I have stuff I can't control. So what other people think, you know, I really can't control it. So I just got to prove I belong each and every day.
Tori, you've been as close to Ray as anybody here has supported him. Your reaction to a suspected two-game suspension and what this allows him to kind of do?
Yeah, I think that's probably the final piece to it all. I mean, obviously, you know, he had his trial and everything, and now it's up to the league to do what they do. I have no clue in terms of, you said two games? I mean, that's news to me. So you knew something was going to happen, you know, rightfully so. And it's a lot of responsibility being in this position. And Ray understands that better than anyone else. And, you know, it's one thing. It's one thing. And it's definitely tough. You know, people are going to try to view him differently. But I know how Ray is as a person. And I know how Janae is. And they're working to improve on everything. So I'll be glad when those two games are up, not only so we can have him back, which is the least of my worries, but, you know, it can kind of close the final chapter for him.
Tori, what kind of one-two combo do you think you and Steve can have?
I think that, you know, we can be as good as anyone out there, you know, and that's our receiving core in general. We just have to work and go out there and do it. You know, it's one thing to say it. Obviously, you know, we have a great veteran leader in Steve, and, you know, we just all got to go out there and work. He brings something completely different than anyone else, and we can all learn from him as well as we can learn from Jace or Butler. You know, we're all out there just working, trying to be the best unit that we can be.
What is the thing that he brings? You said he brings something different. What is that?
He's a firecracker, man. You know, he plays with attitude. And I say that in a positive way. You know, he plays with attitude, and he knows how to channel it the right way, too. So the things people view before, I've known Steve for a while, but to play with them, you know, I love it because, you know, he's completely different. He's like a whole other animal, and like you said, it's football. You know, he's not out there trying to make friends. He's out there trying to win.
Is he bringing that animal out in you a little bit, or how's it?
I mean, I'm always myself. I play ball. You know, you might not hear me talk all the time, or I'm going to play ball, you know. I tell you, I want to beat you on every route. I want to win every single time, but you just might not say it, but you know it. You know, I don't have to speak on it.
He gave you the nickname Smith & Smith Associates yesterday, the law firm.
I saw it on Twitter, man.
Yeah, I wanted to get your take.
Steve's crazy, man. Yeah, I mean, in terms of rankings, what y'all think or anyone thinks, I mean, I don't worry about it. I think, and I know that just from being here. You know, I've been here the past few years. We won the Super Bowl with, according to y'all, a bunch of number two receivers who can't get open, can't get all pressed. y'all said the same thing about Seattle, so that proves my point.
Torrey, picking up on the new offensive plays and all, any struggles with any of that?
No, you know, it's just fine-tuning things. We had a great offseason, and I think that was a credit to how everyone worked and the coaching staff as well. They work as hard as anyone we've been around, and we all committed to trying to change, you know, try to get better and try to be the best unit that we can be, and, you know, everyone's all in.
System change what you do as a wide receiver? How does it impact
his
receivers?
You know, I say the same thing, just run routes. You know, it's not like he's out there, he's running any routes that we haven't run before. You know, conceptually, a lot of the stuff's the same. It's just a different way of reading it, and, you know, it's kind of a little tweak on certain routes, but for the most part, you know, football's football. You can't really reinvent the wheel with that one.
What do you think of Gary so far?
I love him. You know, he's great. I think that, you know, he's a perfect guy for what we need, and the way he is out there, he's a great leader for us, and, you know, just it's easy to buy in, you know, to what he's preaching, and, you know, he's a great communicator as well, and he's a guy you want to play for.
How long do you think it'll take for you guys to really have it down, the system down, and be executing it at a high level? Where you're not necessarily thinking about it, but just have it down.
I don't know. I think that right now we're not really thinking as much. It's just fine-tuning the little things, making sure you're lined up here versus 2 yards over, or no, just fine-tuning things, and that's what camp's for. Like I said, we covered so much ground in the offseason, and we came out here today. It's just little things like, oh, man, I forgot about that. So, you know, you want to get these next few days out the way, get your camp legs under you, and they'll be ready to go. But I think that, you know, for a first day, you know, that wasn't bad at all, assignment-wise.
We have a new coach in training. They're helping you out, Dante.
Dante's my guy. You know, when I was training for the combine, he was kind of like my receivers coach down there. So I've known him for a few years. And, again, he's a great role model, you know, a great person to be around. And having him out here, it's a lot different. I was looking forward to playing with him when I came in. But, you know, having him out here, having him, you know, just another coach in your ear. And it's a luxury being able to play with Bobby. And then you have an extension of him with Dante, another receiver. And he's only going to help us and make us all better. I think that we have a bunch of, you know, receivers that can play. I don't never really get into the labeling thing because what's it mean? You know, like I said, y'all said we didn't have a number one receiver when we won the Super Bowl or Seattle. So, I mean, what's it really mean?